Heyo, ¿qué onda, mi gente? Es Lírico Dios with another segment of Frecuencias Clandestinas, courtesy of Setting the Standard 94.1 KPFA. We're about to bring you a part two in a segment. We're going to bring the director of Words of Revolution, an innovative documentary documenting Salvadoran hip-hop. It's the first of its kind, it's innovative, and it's very important, especially as a Salvadoran MC myself. This is groundbreaking. So, Junior, why don't you introduce yourself and then talk specifically about the documentary.
How's it going? This is Junior Gonzalez. I'm the filmmaker for Words of Revolution. It's a documentary about Salvadoran hip-hop, the culture, and pretty much the history of the culture itself.
Now, Junior, you said specifically that there's something that can be learned from the documentary Words of Revolution. What have you learned yourself from the Salvadoran MCs that you've interviewed and that you document in this film? And what could you tell the people that they could learn from this?
Just from what I learned, it's interesting because the cast members that are in the documentary, you know, they all have different backgrounds. You know, you have the first group, Reyes de Bajo Mundo, they migrated here. You know, they're probably considered the pioneers of hip hop. You know what I mean? So they kind of grew up in New York and just grew up with that hip hop when it exploded down there. Then you have like Santos, who's American born, who was born here, someone that was trying to find their roots. You know what I mean? Because that was his story, and I thought that was very interesting. And then you have Phenomenon, who came here like in the 90s. After the war ended, and he was just trying to continue his roots, you know what I mean? So it's just different perspective of like how the Salvadoran culture is moving, and how it's just different from different angles. You know, the war kind of really basically, you know, set us apart.
Now, what specifically made you want to do this documentary? Because were you a Salvadoran hip-hop head, or did you just hear the story from one individual and then want to expand on it? What specifically made you want to do this documentary?
You know, I'm a hip-hop lover myself, you know what I mean? I grew up with hip-hop, I grew up with American hip-hop, you know, I grew up with Yo MTV Raps. That's how I got into the scene and stuff like that. And, you know, hip hop has always been about social issues, always been a voice for the poor community and stuff like that. And, you know, I just really thought, you know, as I grew older, there was a little lack of, like, you know, just Salvadoran culture, you know, just because we were so spread out, just because of our history and you know, just people just kind of repairing from the Civil War and just coming here and just trying to make a voice for themselves. So basically, I was just kind of looking for culture, you know what I mean, myself. You know, I grew up here in a pretty much predominantly Mexican culture, you know, so I didn't really get enough of my culture, you know, just going to like festivals and just being part of the Salvadoran community. You know, I kind of like searched and see what was out there, and I did find Dia de los Salvadoreños, and the very first concert that the very first festival I went to in Los Angeles, I took notice of this hip-hop culture that was happening in the community. I thought it was awesome, I thought it was great, and it was a little bit different. Since I was already a hip-hop lover, I mean, it translated very well in Spanish, so I could relate to the poetic rhymes, to the voice, to just the style, and you know, all that. And it just kind of gravitated to me, and one thing that I liked the most was what they were preaching about, what they were saying, what they were talking about. And it was those social issues that I related to when I was listening to American hip-hop.
Now, why don't you talk about the process specifically of the documentary? Because, man, you bring forth artists from California, from Washington, D.C., and New York. So talk about the length it took to make the documentary, how you made it happen, and just about that.
Man, the experience has been crazy, man. It's been a roller coaster ride. It took me about a little bit over 6 years to kind of get everything together, you know what I mean? It didn't take me 6 years to film, but, you know, just to research, get to know these artists, you know, try to find some kind of grant money, some kind of funding. It was just very tough, you know, nobody. Nobody knew who I was. Nobody knew of the subject at the time. So I don't know, maybe that was one of the reasons why it was difficult to get any kind of funding. And it was just a long process. I went up and down. There was a point where I wasn't even going to do it. But, you know, film is in me. It's in my blood. I love filming. And you know, and plus I wanted to give back to my community. And this was the way for me to do it. So I stuck with it. And, you know, I at the end of the day, I ended up finding some resources to help me out, and you know, I filmed it, and basically I saved money, and I went to different cities where there were Salvadoran communities.
Now, see, as a Salvadoran MC myself, man, this documentary was very important because it's telling our story and specifically what our movement's about. Now, why don't you talk about, in addition to that, a lot of the MCs back in El Salvador, a lot of people back in El Salvador, they want to hear about this documentary, they want to see about this documentary. Why don't you talk about, like, when's it going to make it down to El Salvador? Is that in the process?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to bring it down there. That's something I've been wanting to you know, do, because I think it's important, you know, important to connect folks from the States and folks from the motherland, you know what I mean? I think it's important just to make the movement even bigger. At the moment, I just need to basically work on subtitles, making the English part into Spanish. You know, that alone is just a process alone, you know what I mean? So at some point, once I take care of that, would love to do a big venue down there and just kind of show people down there that, you know, we do care, and there's another side of the Salvadoran community that I would like to express.
Now, why don't you talk specifically about when it's gonna be and where it's?
Right now, August 17th is the screening, and it'll be at the Mission Culture Center on 24th the Mission. There'll be two screenings. One will be in the afternoon, and which I believe is at 4 o'clock, and then there's a second screening at 7:30. So, you know, get your tickets. It should be cool. There'll be a Q&A, and then there'll be live performances from Conflicto Amado, who's from here in the Bay Area, and then Santos will be down here as well performing.
Right on. And now, see, I know eventually you're going to want to surpass that label of Salvadoran filmmaker, director, as you're going to reach a broader audience. But right now, you are a Salvadoran filmmaker. Why don't you talk about that and what it means to you right now?
You know, that's interesting. I never consider myself as a Salvadoran filmmaker. I'm just a filmmaker, and I just happen to be Salvadoran. You know, I'm proud of where I come from. You know, film is what I love, and obviously, just because I'm part of the culture, it's only natural to talk about it. You know what I mean? But I mean, like I said, if I was from another culture or whatever, I'll probably be doing their hip hop as well. You know what I mean? But you know, I love where I come from. I'm proud of who I am, and you know, now I'm just trying to bring everything together with this film and just talk to the community and let them know, you know, hey, what's up?
Now, one thing that I do, man, in my personal life is that I work with the youth. Now, why don't you talk specifically about up and coming filmmakers? What they could go through and what they need to expect, as well as what they need to do to accomplish these goals.
You know, especially for youth out there, you know, trying to get in the film business, you know, it's like, you know, it's definitely very tough. It's you know, not an easy gig, but you know, if you love what you do, you know, go for it. You know what I mean? Just start off with the camera. Doesn't have to be an expensive one, you know. Just learn how to use it. Try to live and understand what a lens means, and live through it, see through it, and you know, you might get something good out of it.
Now, why don't you talk some final words, and also how people get in contact with you, and how people could also purchase the ticket?
Just a little bit, you know, as far as getting tickets, you know, you can go to Mission Culture Center. We have a Facebook up there. You can basically just go through the website and just get tickets there, and you know, should be pretty cool process. But make sure you get them, because seats will be limited.
And also, how could people get in contact with yourself for further projects, or where they could hear more information about yourself as a director?
As far as getting in contact with me, I also have a Facebook myself. You can reach me at my fan Facebook, Words of Revolution. Just leave me a message. I can get right back at you as soon as possible. And also, I got an email. It's basically Words of Revolution at yahoo.com, and that's the best way to reach me if you know, if someone wanted to, you know, hook up or, you know, do something in the future. I'm always open.
So there you have it, mi gente. Otro segmento de Frecuencia Clandestina is brought to you by Setting the Standard 94.1 KPFA. We'd like to give a special shout out to Junior, and like I said, on a personal level, I'd like to give him a shout out, because this DVD is very important, because it's further spreading the message that we're trying to bring across with this Salvadoran hip-hop. So Junior, thank you very much, brother. And there you have it. Otro segmento, 94.1 KPFA.
Thank you for having me.